Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm here with Brian Mullen, who is a longtime NHL player and New York native, and is now with the Rangers in their, here with the alumni ambassador with the Learn to Play program. Thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I just want to get a sense. We're here at the at one of your Ranger programs. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on out here on the ice?
Well, earlier we had the Learn to Play program, and the Learn to Play program is probably the best program I've ever been involved with. You get all these new hockey players from 5 years old to 9 years old out on the ice, and you could be having the worst day of your life. You get on the ice with these guys, and they just put a smile on your face. They're out there trying as hard as they can. It's a 10-week program, so you get to see them develop. You know, it's not a one-shot deal. It's a 10-week program, so you get to see a lot of the kids develop. And right now, we got our rookie league going on. It was our answer for the next step, the next sort of our house league, where all these kids that were just starting out playing didn't have to play against all the travel kids that, you know, kind of beat up on them and run the scores up and stuff like that. We wanted to give them a safe environment and a fun environment to enjoy the game of hockey and to advance their play. So we came up with the rookie league. They have one practice a week. They're out there practicing right now, and then they play on the weekends. They play cross ice games on the weekends, and everything's kind of falling in place. We started out with try hockey for free, which is a 1 day event. Kids come in, and for an hour, they're allowed to try hockey, and they'll get you know, professional coaching out there from the Rangers and their staff. And then the next step was the Learn to Play program that came along, and like I said, that's just a fantastic program. And then our answer was the rookie league should be the next step. And, you know, it kind of keeps them in the game until they're about 10 years old. And it's just, we want them to love the game as much as we do. And we want to put a smile on their face every time they step on the ice. And, you know, it's not always about skills and being the best player. It's about having fun with your buddies and enjoying the game.
And these kids really look like they're enjoying it. You're doing some station-based practices and small area games. Can you just talk a little bit about how you think that helps to develop a kid and to get their skills off in the right foot?
It's incredible how all these kids, you know, with the Learn to Play program, we break them up into six groups, and we have different drills in each group, and the kids rotate through the drills, and that's their first taste of it. Now tonight, they were broken up into four sections, and they were doing more hockey-related drills, passing, shooting, stick handling, and you could just see them developing out there, and the smiles on their face, and then they kind of go into a game, a three-on-three game down the end there, and they get to show off their skills that they just learned, and you know, like I said, this rookie camp is a 10-week program, so you get to see them develop in not only the drills but in game situations too.
And can you were talking before we started this, you were talking a little about how you got started in the Peanut League playing roller hockey in New York City. How different is you know what you did from what these guys are doing in terms of it's still building that passion for the game?
Yeah, I mean, I was the schoolyard where we played roller hockey was right across the street from my house. So anytime I seen anybody over there, I'd put on my skates, come down five flights of stairs, and go across the street and play. And there was no coaching. There was no, you know, it was just choose up size and play. And this is a little different. They're getting, you know, skill development, and they're learning the game from, you know, qualified coaches. So whereas we just went over to the schoolyard and dropped the puck and had some fun.
Absolutely. And it seemed to work out pretty well for you and your brother. Obviously, you played in the NHL for 12 seasons, including four with the Rangers. Just wanted to ask you about, you know, your role as an ambassador with the Rangers and how proud you are to still be involved with the team. I would imagine you grew up
I'm so proud that they made me their ambassador to the youth hockey. I love working with the kids. I love giving back to the kids. There were so many people when I was growing up that if they didn't get involved with my life and my hockey career, I never would have made it. Guys like Lou Vero, Tom Brevet, Richie Myers. These guys, Richie Myers would pick me up in Manhattan. He lived in Brooklyn, would pick me up in Manhattan, drive me back out to Brooklyn for a game, drive me home back to Manhattan, and then go home himself. And this went on for 2 years. That was my first taste of ice hockey. I was a Bantam. And if it wasn't for him, I never would have developed. I never would have been an NHL player. You know, like I said, we're teaching these kids how to love the game. And, all my nights in the schoolyard, that's what it was. It was the love of the game. I wanted to play. I wanted to have fun with my buddies. And that's what these kids are doing out there. They're having fun with their buddies. And, hopefully, like I said, they're going to love the game just as much as I did and all these other coaches out here.
Now, you to show how much passion you have for the game, you travel. I believe there's 20 sites.
There's 20 local rinks that we're involved with.
And you make the rounds.
Yeah, I make the rounds to all of them. Some of them I go to twice, three times. So I'm up in Connecticut. I'm out in New Jersey. I'm in Manhattan. So I'm all over the place, Long Island. So I do a lot of traveling during the winter, but I absolutely love it. Like I said, I'm repeating myself quite a bit, but this is the best program I've ever been involved with. It's really a satisfying program for the players and for the coaches because we see them develop.
And what is it about the Rangers? You have such a tight connection with your alumni association. There's so many of the former players continue to give back to not only the organization, but to hockey in the tri-state area.
Well, the Rangers do such a good job with their alumni. We're always doing something. We're doing clinics for the kids. We're down the garden at games signing autographs. So we're always doing something. They got so many things for us to do. They keep us busy. And it's great for the alumni because we get to see each other a lot more and, interact a lot more. The Rangers do a great job with the youth hockey. They're always looking for ways to make it affordable for young kids to play and create more Ranger fans. That's what we want to do. We want to create more Ranger fans and more hockey fans in general. And the Rangers do an excellent job at it.
And I just wanted to ask you lastly about, obviously we're talking about, you and your brother came to New York and made it to the NHL. And it seems like the number of New York, New Jersey players, I mean, the number of quality players has really gone up over the years. And I was looking at your Twitter feed and you were talking about the possibility of promoting Rutgers University to create a Division I ice hockey program. Obviously, that seems like it would be a logical step given all the great players that are coming through this area.
It seems logical to me and a lot of other people, and Rutgers is a local college, and I coach guys like John Carlson on the Washington Capitals, Kevin LeBanc on the Sharks, and so there's a lot of New York players, New Jersey players, Connecticut players coming out of this area. So to have a D1 college around would be beneficial to a lot of kids.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I want to thank you for the time, and I'll make sure to pass on your best regards to Lou Vero.
Buddy Lou.
he speaks highly of you, too, and all that you've given back to the game. And so thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com. as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.